That's it.
Everything he has written in his books, nothing is left. All right. I think if Vyasa Deva was here, he could have done more and more. If Swamiji was there, though he has written everything, but he may have done also many books. I know that everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. But why Rupa Goswami wrote so many books? If everything is Srimad Bhagavatam, why? Oh, it was needed. If Rupa Goswami has written so many things, why Jiva Goswami wrote so many books? Why Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, why he wrote? And why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written hundreds of books? Why? And if any pure devotee will come later on, or they will write so many books. So no harm. Bhakti is endless, like endless ocean. So the pastimes of Krishna and the qualities of Krishna, his pastimes are like ocean. Anyone can, Krishna himself, cannot explain his all these things. So new will come. So we should not think that everything has been done and no need of anything else. We don't want to read any book other than Swami. We should not think. If it is in the line of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu and our Guru Parampara, we should try to accept it. We have accepted Chaitanya Charitamrita, though there are so many books. We have accepted now Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jaiva Dharma, though they all are books. So we should try to reconcile all these things, otherwise you will do yourself. If you want to develop your Krishna concept, don't hear any allegation against pure Vaishnava, especially Guru. Never. Don't criticize him. Never. And if anyone is telling, try to cut his tongue. And if you are not able to cut his tongue, then keep your hands here and don't do like this. So, we can learn so many things from Swamiji. So many things. So, today is now.
गुरु प्रभु जी के बारे में कहते हैं कि चैतन्य प्रभु में हो गए और इस तरह भीमा नदी के किनारे उन्होंने शरीर
तो हाथ हाथ
दोनों बातें
आस्किंग विश्वरूप प्रभु took sannyas and he went to Pandharpur and he left his
body.
हम लोग वहाँ पर गए वेर विश्वरूप प्रभु हैज लेफ्ट हिज ही डिपार्टेड फ्रॉम वर्ल्ड वी हैव डन विथ गुरुदेव ऑन द बैंक ऑफ भीमा रिवर भीमा रिवर वी हैव डन देयर हु वाज विश्वरूप वी शुड नो Vishwarup Prabhu, who was he? You know Baldev Prabhu? Baldev Prabhu, there are so many Baldev Prabhu. One who took birth in Vrindavan, Braja, Gokul, with Krishna, elder brother of Krishna. He is Baldev Prabhu of Braja. He never goes anywhere getting up Vrindavan. Always in Vrindavan, Braja Mandal, with Krishna. As Krishna, always in Vrindavan. He also lives in Vrindavan. And then, Mool Sankarsan in Dwarka. He comes from Baladev Prabhu. And from him comes Vishwarup Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is same as Baladev Prabhu in Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is same as Krishna in Gokul. They are in Navadvip, playing pastimes there. They never give up Navadvip Dham for a moment, not going to Puri and not going to anywhere else, always in Gopu. Then who was Vishwarup? Was manifested, one of the manifestations of Baladev Prabhu. Not Nityananda, he was manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. He was like Mahasankarsan, like Mahasankarsan. And he left Navadvip and he went there, but he was immersed in whom? In Nityananda Prabhu. As Baladev Prabhu of Devaki, the son of Devaki Baladev, was immersed in the Rohini Nandan Ram in this space. So no harm. And then Nityananda Prabhu began to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwarup has not fortunate to be with Mahaprabhu doing all his leaders. So he was not Nityananda Prabhu, but he was Mahasankarsan like that. So we can reconcile like this. Gau Pramanande Vaishnava Thakura. So, Prasadam, very delicious, as Swamiji was. And so much thanks to Vrindavan Vilasini. He did allow. He never requested anyone to help her. He did all. I think that coming year of summer, the disciples of Swamiji, they will help her, and more sweets and more other things will be brought, and all will do very good for this celebration. God Pramana.